Well, good morning, everybody. It's nice to see you here on a Friday. Not often we gather like this on a Friday. And it's great to see so many of you. But as we reflect on Good Friday, I really wanted us to understand that our human nature wants us to freeze, to fight or flight. Who've heard those expressions? Especially when we work with children, there's always this, those three Fs, that when we face conflict or humiliation. But Jesus, who was fully human, was able to draw on his divine self, the holy spiritual self, to face it head on and reverse the power of sin that sin has on us. And put it this way, I wonder how many of us have had a get me out of here moment. You know, so many TV shows at the moment involve putting celebrities or contestants in crazy situations to win vast amounts of money if they can endure a situation. Now, not all of us get a prize for everyday life. You know, I still think laundry should come with, like, achievement badges and a tidy home, like, free chocolate bars. Like, you know, I just feel like that should happen. But when we face difficult situations where we want to hold up that sign saying, get me out of here, I wonder how many of us would choose to do that. There have been numerous occasions, so many that I'm struggling to kind of nail it down for you all, of the times I've wanted to get myself out of here, where the floor opens up and you can just press a escape button so no one can see you in that moment of guilt or shame or just uncomfortability. But one of the times that I just remember so fondly was signing up to a youth camp, not fully understanding that what we had to do was the activities with the kids. And one of them was called coasteering, which was climbing around the coastline of Cornwall, where your fingers got so cold from the rocks that they were just felt like 1,000 paper cuts. And we had to swim against the currents, which I wasn't a very strong swimmer at the time. And all of this, in that moment, I was like, I want to be anybody else, anywhere else right now than here in a wetsuit in Cornwall. And I would have loved to have that button, get you know, just to get back and to tweak the timeline maybe, or see a different outcome, or run and hide and not face the consequences of the foolish decisions that I sometimes make. But it's in these moments that make us want to save ourselves and a situation where we want to be anyone or anywhere else but right here, right now. And I wonder how many of us have been in that situation where we felt uncomfortable. Maybe you're feeling a bit uncomfortable now, thinking, what's she going to do with us? Maybe we have secretly hoped that no one has noticed our mistakes. You know, the teachers with the big red pen got banned, didn't it? And it had to go to green now because red was seen as, uh-oh, made a mistake. And it was deemed too much for little children to see. And I think, no, get the big red pen out. Mark does it with me all the time. And I wonder how many of those moments we want to cry out in our minds of, get me out of here. I don't want to face my shame and my guilt or my embarrassment. Our instinct is literally to escape embarrassment or difficulty. And Jesus faced one of the most unimaginable sufferings without turning away. Today is known as Good Friday, and in that video we saw how it is good. It is good because it is the day that Jesus reversed the power of sin. But it was in those moments when the scoffers were walking past, looking up at him and mocking him. You know, how could you save your followers if you can't even save yourself from the cross? I think we would all agree we would want to hold up a sign saying, get me out of here quick, God. Get me out of here. Get me away from these mockers, this insult, this betrayal. But on the cross, in front of the mockers, the bullies, the soldiers, wearing his own clothing and his friends nowhere in sight, that is where Jesus chose to be. He chose to do the thing that he was born to do, not in his human will, but the will of God. He chose to stand and be fully God and fully human in that moment. You know, in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we read about the accounts of Good Friday. Jesus lived a holy life, just as in that Isaiah passage that Mike read. It was foretold in verse 9 that he would be perfect. And we read in Mark 14, 55 to 56, that the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin, get my teeth in right, were looking for evidence against Jesus, that they could put him to death. They were looking to find him guilty of something, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. how many times we find ourselves going, I just wish people knew the truth. But you hear the rumors, you hear the gossip, you hear the slander, but you just want to speak in and say, it's not true, it didn't happen that way. But these were all false allegations. The crowd chose to set a man who had taken a life over Jesus, who came to give life. And then they all cried out, crucify him. The soldiers mocked and put on a purple robe on him. That meant he was royalty, and put a crown of thorns on his head. Hail, King of the Jews, they cried. They spat at him. They beat him. They led him to Calvary, where they would crucify him. And for 3 hours, Jesus was there, nailed to the cross between two rebels. People passed by, people mocked as they passed, and they forgot what he had said, they twisted what he had said, and they forgot all the signs and wonders he had performed. By 12 noon, darkness descended. Defeat looked certain. Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was offered white wine vinegar on a sponge, on a hyssop staff, as his final drink, before calling out, it is finished, which you can see in John's Gospel in chapter 19, verse 30. And that's when he took his final breath. At that very moment, a curtain in the temple tore from top to bottom, that holy space that was no longer sectioned off from the people. It symbolizes that nothing could separate us from God. Nothing that people can say or do, how they can make us feel, can separate us from the love that God has for each one of us. No matter how much in life we want to hold up that get me out of here sign, God is in there with us. His arms are around us. Jesus has made a way for us to enter into that holy presence, confident that he is for us. Where we would want to save ourselves and get out of facing humiliation, pain, suffering, hardship, betrayal, doubt, fears, lies, and even death, Jesus faced it head on. Jesus needs us to look at those things that we find big and scary and uncomfortable, the impossible, and then put the cross right in front of us. For a moment that the enemy thought it had won, the Pharisees, the mockers, the disbelievers, they all thought it was finished. It's over. Jesus has died, and all of his teachings on the kingdom of God, they were all wrong. We're free from that person. But then, 3 days later, the resurrection happens. It is witnessed as a sound of the victory rising up from the ashes. The hope that no matter what we see or feel or hear around us, it will never be under the power of sin any longer. The enemy, he can't control it anymore. We have hope and we have victory in Jesus. And I know that in our church family, we are praying for healing. We are praying for stability in work. We are praying for debt to be cleared. We are praying for families to be reunited. We're praying for grief to subside. We're praying for fertility issues to end, for A-level results to be passed and exams to be passed. We're praying for peace in our lives and across the world, and for many more personal prayers. But it is because of Jesus. And it's because he didn't just save himself, but he chose to save us, that we can boldly go to the Father and ask him to step into our situations and reverse the power of sin. Paul writes in Romans 8, verses 37 to 39, "No, in all things we are made more than conquerors." More than conquerors, more than all the armies across Rome. We are more than that, because we do it through him who loved us. Paul was convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor the power, neither height nor depth, nor nothing, anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God is for us. He will stand between us and our circumstances, and he will not hold a get me out of here sign. He will remain steadfast. Jesus overcame his human desires to take this cup away from me. Take it all from me. I don't think I can do this. But he drew on his spiritual self. He drew on the Spirit of God to say, I can do this. because there's a greater thing at stake here. There is freedom for all people. He was obedient in that moment. And we have that same spirit in us. But so often we let the human side of us take all the power, get in our heads, start speaking to us louder than the voice of God. And that is when we need to stand firm, put the cross, and say, I have the same power that rose Jesus from the dead that is in me. I can get up tomorrow. I could put my big girl pants on or my big boy pants on or whatever pants you want to wear, and you can face it because Jesus died on that cross for us. Just imagine if we could put aside that fight, flight, or freeze response to save ourselves, and we could stand firm to know that the power of sin and shame has been defeated. Jesus didn't go to that cross just on a whim to tick a box. You know, this is what all the prophecies say. I need to go do this. I'll book it in next Friday. It'll be a good day. Whoop, whoop. Instagram, it is done. No. Isaiah, 700 years beforehand, was one of many prophets who wrote and contributed to over 300 prophetic words about who the Savior would be, what would be done to him, circumstances that he could not do because it was before he was born. It was circumstances outside of his control. People who thought they were going against him were actually fulfilling the prophetic words spoken about this occasion. And it was all fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus fought for us. In those moments on the cross for 3 hours, he was fighting himself to be there for us. He paid the ultimate cost for us. It was for our freedom. It was from under the rule of self and darkness that we can come out and come under a rule of Jesus. A kingdom that loves others, that honors, that teaches, that supports, that provides, that has joy, kindness, hope, self-control, generosity, and so much more at its heart. All we have to do to be part of that kingdom, to be released from the power of sin, is to see Jesus as our risen King, the Lord of Lords, and the one who paid that ultimate cost. In John 15, verse 13, I wonder how many of you know this verse off by heart. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Greater love has no one but this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. We are God's friends. He loves us so much. So instead of this week reaching out for that get me out of here sign, maybe we could look to the cross and see Jesus. Where Jesus stayed, he stayed so we could be free. Amen.
Thank you for that. Just a great reminder of the sacrifice of Jesus and what it achieved. And we're going to have communion together, going to break bread together. And on Monday night, we watched the film, those of us that were able to come, around the what we call the Last Supper. The Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples, where he used the Feast of the Passover. So the Passover was a celebration that was historically part of Israel's kind of growth from slavery in Egypt to freedom. And they celebrated every year the Passover, the coming out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And Jesus was sharing a meal with his disciples, the Passover meal. And during that meal, he broke into it, and he used one of the moments when they ate bread together and drank wine to say, from now on, this is what it really means. From now on, from this moment on, whenever you celebrate the Passover, we are not just looking at the old covenant, but we are looking at a new covenant. We're looking at a new way of understanding the blood and the bread, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. So we're going to celebrate that this morning. We're going to break bread together, remembering that he freely gave his life for us. And when we begin to understand something of the humanity of God, and Katie Ann just talked about the humanity of God, that facing the reality of the cross must have been a scary experience. It must have been gut-wrenching. It must have placed fear upon him. But he overcame that, because it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. For the joy, that is the joy of us being here this morning, he endured the cross that we might share his life, that we might share all the promises that God has got for us. And so we're going to remember all that now as we break bread together. So let's just pray. And I could have two people just to come and help me do this, please. Father God, we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. And in our humanity, we try and understand the pain that you went through, the suffering, the temptation to just walk away. And it's hard for us. But Father, we celebrate that. We thank you for this amazing gift of your life, your death, and your resurrection. And just as we share that together, may you do something new in our hearts. Renew us, we ask. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Do you want to take one of those?